Voters in November will be asked a non-binding question. Do they want the governments of Tallahassee and Leon County to merge under county governance? On today's Speaking Of, we consider the pros and cons of such a move and explore what a governmental consolidation would mean. If the merger was to go forward, Tallahassee would join Jacksonville and Duval County as Florida's only consolidated municipalities. Gina Jordan is joined by WFSU reporter Tristan Wood to discuss the proposal, and she gets some analysis from an FSU College of Business professor, Michael Holmes.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Gina, what's up?
Government services.
Oh, that sounds, you know, very enriching, very, like, exciting.
Well, maybe not exciting, but we like having them.
But that's certainly true. I mean, I know I like getting my trash picked up, making sure that, you know, sidewalks are clean. I know I like government services in that way.
Yeah, okay. So this idea that comes up periodically is whether Tallahassee and Leon County need two local governments.
Right. So like how they have a police department and a sheriff's office, right?
Yeah, that's come up. Do we need both of those? Do we need city and county commissions?
You know, that's a reasonable question. I mean, the total population of Leon County is around 300,000 people, and Tallahassee makes up approximately, you know, 210,000 of that, right?
So there's
not much of a difference.
Right. I mean, we're not tiny. According to state data, Leon is the 23rd most populous out of Florida's 67 counties, and Tallahassee is considered a mid-sized city. So we're not little.
So, you know, having two governments does seem to make sense a little bit. We're not like a tiny municipality that requires only a couple government employees to manage and run.
Exactly. I also don't think there's really a right answer to this, but we're talking about it because the Leon County Commission is putting a straw poll on the November ballot. This is a non-binding referendum where voters get to say if they think local leaders should pursue a consolidation of Tallahassee and Leon County governments.
And the specific question here is whether voters want a single government structure under Leon County leadership, right?
Correct. So this question is merely to get voter opinion. And during the last commission meeting, County Administrator Vince Long explained that a lot would have to happen afterward to actually make this change.
The state constitution requires a consolidation plan to be approved by a special act of legislature and then approved by the electors in a subsequent referendum. The straw ballot, however, can be used by the board to gauge voter sentiment and to inform the board of any future decisions you'd like to make.
So if voters support this idea, the move would require the Florida legislature to pass a bill creating a path for consolidation. Then it would go back on the ballot for voters to make a formal decision about whether to proceed.
You know, this idea, it's not really new. It's been talked about because of a dispute between the city and county over the fire services fee, right?
Yeah, that fee has been a huge point of contention. In fact, as you have covered for us, a lawsuit over the constitutionality of this fee has been filed.
Yeah, that lawsuit has to do with how the fee is collected, but there is still much broader issues. So this fee is about $20 a month. It shows up on City of Tallahassee utility bills, and county residents who aren't on city utilities pay the fee through their tax bill. It funds Tallahassee Fire Department, and since the county doesn't have its own department, the city provides those services.
Right. So during a discussion about the fire fee issue last November, county commissioners were talking about the possibility of taking over fire services for county residents. And that led to Commissioner Christian Caban suggesting they should just consider full-blown consolidation of governments.
I remember at that time the commission voted to have staff look into the possibility of a merger and what might be good about it and how it could potentially be bad.
Yeah. So the staff did that. And in December, commissioners talked about the results. The good could be, you know, government efficiency, better coordination of services. And then the bad could be significant administrative challenges during that changeover. Plus, the potential cost savings aren't known. I mean, really, there's just a lot that is not known about how it would all work.
And concerns were also raised about state government having to be involved, which means less local control. And as we've covered a lot, home rule is an ongoing concern statewide.
Yeah. So at this month's commission meeting, Commissioner Bill Proctor made a motion for the straw poll. Option one would have asked voters if they want consolidation. Option two, which was the winner, asks voters if they want consolidation under Leon County governance.
Yeah, Proctor has been a proponent of getting public input.
And he brought up the city commission's decision to sell Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare to FSU as a reason why that matters.
I'm just very happy for the option that we have and pray that for non-binding, merely a straw ballot, to give our community the democratic process. And that was something that many people wanted to decide about the hospital. And it was just, the community was just denied that access to vote it. And I think that this is not an issue that we want, but the question is this an issue that we're willing to allow the public to participate in?
Now, Commissioner Brian Welch has said he has no strong feelings either way about consolidation. He does think the referendum will open up discussions with residents.
I know this might ruffle feathers across the street at the city, but it does provide some level of detail to voters about what they want in terms of city or county structure. So in that regard, I will wholeheartedly support the non-binding non-binding question on the ballot. I think it will inform us all as elected officials very well.
Now, Commissioner Carolyn Cummings has made it clear she is not in favor of consolidation, but she said she wants to hear from voters.
Right, and she said she voted no in the last referendum on the issue in the early 1990s.
I just don't believe it would be cost effective. I believe people will lose their jobs. I don't believe it would result in efficient services to the constituents. I believe over time we have shown that the city and the county has worked together very well, and we've got evidences of it. We've got sheriff's department, we got the police, they work together. We have consolidated dispatch, other instances of the city working with the county, working together cooperatively. I think what has happened the last few months is the controversy with the city over the firefighter fee. Other than that, I don't believe we have had any major dispute with the city. I think we've just always worked together. But I voted for this agenda item to come back.
Is that true, do you think, Tristan? Do you think the city and county work well together?
Historically, in years past, they certainly did. Most of kind of the butting heads publicly from different coalitions really happened at the city side between the, at this point, beaten to death discussion about the 3-2 split that's been there for seemingly ages now.
Yeah.
And that's drawn up a lot of the conversations around kind of like political fighting and animosity locally. But this fire service fee really has sparked a major rift between these governments that's not inconsequential. I mean, the disagreement over this fire service fee changed substantial plans about where to, place new fire stations in certain areas, and certainly has been a rather difficult challenge for both sides to deal with and overcome.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. And so here we have a question clearly saying the county will be in charge. And Commissioner Rick Miner tried to change that. He wanted to ask only about consolidation, not about putting it under county jurisdiction, but no other commissioners agreed with that.
Mm-hmm. And I understand Commissioner David O'Keefe was the only no vote on whether to send the question to voters.
Yeah, he definitely has concerns, particularly about the state's power in creating a consolidation pathway. But the rest of the commissioners are on board, especially Commission Chair Christian Caban.
This has come to the ballot in the past, but from my understanding, it's never been asked in this way. And to me, I've heard the arguments about, this may infringe on our rural communities. And my position on this is the opposite. I think this protects our rural communities. Because when you look at a city annexation map, which shows year over year over year, the city expanding its boundary, I mean, they're pushing on Bannerman Road. They're pushing west on Highway 90, soon to be past Capitol Circle. Commissioner O'Keefe, it's only a matter of time before they start infringing east. And I think there's no one better to legislate for our rural communities than our Leon County commissioners.
That discussion that Caban was saying about protecting rural voters, an important thing to keep in mind when these dynamics are ongoing is that, like almost every metropolitan area in the country, the urban areas tend to be more Democrat or blue voters, and rural voters tend to be more Republican. As a historical trend, although the seats are nonpartisan, the county commission has gotten Republican or more conservative-leaning representation in at least a couple districts. Leon County is still predominantly blue, mm-hmm. but you don't really see that at the city commission level. All the city commissioners try to identify or align themselves as being Democrats, even though they're nonpartisan. So an important thing to keep in mind here is that if this consolidation does happen, it's going to mean that these rural, more Republican voters will have a stronger say in what happens in the region than they currently do.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what voters think.
We will.
Thank you, Tristan.
No problem, Gina.
For analysis of the possible impacts and effects of government consolidation, I chatted this week with Michael Holmes. He's professor of strategic management at FSU's College of Business. We talked via Zoom.
Let's unwrap the pros and cons of consolidating city and county governments. Let's start with, what are the potential benefits?
Okay. With the potential benefits and the pros of consolidating two governments, I guess everything I'm about to say is all else equal, right? Because as we'll talk about later, the outcome really depends on the details. But all else equal, I think one of the benefits of consolidating city and county governments would be streamlining citizens' expectations whenever they need licensing or permitting for a project, streamlining approval processes, streamlining inspections, right? And having sort of one set of rules throughout the entire county instead of one set of rules for the city and one set of rules for the county. So one benefit, obvious benefit, is streamlining. A second is the potential to reduce duplication in services and administration and things like the police department, for example, right? Some benefits are just simply reducing duplication. Third, you know, the experience of some other cities suggests that more efficiently share the costs of infrastructure projects. So, for example, some infrastructure projects might take place in the city, yet benefit people throughout the county. And so with consolidation, then the sharing of those costs could be more evenly distributed. Fourth, just like in any organization, there are benefits of scale. So by one accounting system and use it across multiple units, right? There are benefits of like bulk buying. Okay. So this is, you know, like the Costco effect, for example, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a reason why larger organizations on a per unit basis have lower costs, maybe not overall, but on a per unit basis have lower costs. That's scale economies. And that applies to some extent in government as well. Okay.
Yeah.
And so when I read a book on that mentioned the following situation a few years ago for some research I was doing, and they were making the case that sometimes multiple governments in one place can be a hindrance to large public works or infrastructure projects. And the example they're given is compare, for example, the single government of New York to the multiple governments that govern Atlanta or Dallas or LA. And the argument they were making is it might not be feasible, right, to have a project like a subway system go throughout the city of Atlanta because it has to cross so many different municipalities, has to cross so many different counties in Atlanta. And this would also be the case in Dallas or at least a bunch of cities in LA. But with New York, right, it's one big government. And so that facilitates these big infrastructure projects. When there are multiple municipalities, then many of them can checkmate, if you will, infrastructure projects or impose requirements on it that just make it much more difficult and much more expensive to do these large public works.
Mm. So Florida has this clear example down the road here, Jacksonville and Duval County. Do you know of any lessons that we could glean from these other governments that have tried this before us?
Well, one of the things I think that's interesting about, you know, consolidation, and this is also gets to, it's really the details that matter. With Jacksonville and Duval County, how did that affect representation in the new government? So, for example, if all of a sudden the city, you know, if it was Tallahassee and Leon County, if all of a sudden the city gets bigger, like by say 33% in population, well then what does the new council, right, of government look like? And how many people do those councilors represent? And how is that representation apportioned? And so I think that was a concern in Jacksonville. And they have a reasonably sized like city council, but each one of those people represents tens of thousands of people, far more than would be the case in Leon County. So how big is the new council? How many people do they represent? And how are those district lines drawn? And in today's age, with the drawing of district lines around the country, right? That's a serious question.
That's legit, Commissioner Brian Welch, County Commissioner, he has said that he's neutral on this idea of consolidation, but he does want to hear from voters. And he hit on this. He said, look, consolidation potentially could help some residents who live in unincorporated areas of the county who pay for city services, but they don't have any city representation. How might consolidation affect representation for residents?
Well, I think it really depends on how many commissioners there are, for example. It also depends on what services are retained, eliminated, remain duplicated, or consolidated. And so I live in the city, but my understanding is that utilities in the city versus the county are slightly different in terms of sewage. So how would that work? Are we going to extend the sewage infrastructure, right, throughout the county? Or are we going to continue to maintain two payment tiers?
Tons of unknowns right now, for
Lots of
sure.
them.
As far as economic impacts, it's easy to think that maybe taxpayer money could be saved by consolidating, streamlining, better efficiency. But of course, that may not be the case. What is less obvious about the economics of a move like this?
Well, I think in terms of, well, let's use that to talk about some of the maybe the concerns, right? The economic concerns. One is, a phrase we use in academia when we're studying institutions or sometimes even organizations is something called adjustment costs. Moving from one state to another is not free. And so in this case, what are the adjustment costs? What about closing certain government buildings that are now duplicated? What about moving people or moving services from one place to another? Renovating facilities to account for new needs? Or what about redundant employees? So if we say that there are savings and there are efficiencies, because maybe you don't need two different offices, one for the county and one for the city, well, then presumably you don't need twice the number of people, right, if you combine. So then what's going to happen, right, with those people? Just like when two organizations merge, there's an acquisition, then some people lose their jobs, right? So what would happen potentially, right? What would happen in that case? That's a potentially important, right, economic issue. And I think, a related one is if there are savings, since you mentioned savings, well, then what are we going to do with those savings? Presumably, are taxes going to go down? Or is the money or the savings just going to be reallocated to new services, new spending, basically, replace some spending with others? I think the history of government suggests that taxes aren't going to go down, right? The history of government suggests that the spending is just going to be reallocated, to other areas. And by that, I don't mean the history of this government. I mean just worldwide. Government, as a general rule, doesn't tend to get smaller.
The logistical challenges and administrative challenges of merging the two governments, it's hard to imagine.
Yes.
And there are concerns that Commissioner David O'Keefe, for example, he voted against the referendum because he, and he may have had other reasons, but he doesn't like the idea that ultimately state lawmakers have to create a plan. It has to go to them to create a plan. You said you're a city resident.
Yes, 15 years.
What are your observations about this scenario? Just asking voters if they want consolidation under county government leadership.
I think it may be a starting point to see if it's something that, interests people. But I think in some ways, like that, a question that's that broad almost lacks meaning because it's what do you mean by consolidation? Right? What county rules are going to remain? What city rules are going to remain? There tends to be more rules in the city, right? In terms of just something like livestock, and for good reason. Right, having a rooster, in the middle of the city is probably not a good thing, or having multiple roosters. So
Yeah.
there there tends to be different rules. And so which ones are you going to retain from the county and which ones are you going to retain from the city? So when you ask, you know, are you in favor of consolidation, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And I think it also speaks to a more general issue about representative government. I think the philosophy in a lot of the Western world has been that historically, government is better the more local it is. Well, it's a reason why we have states, right? It's a reason why we have counties within states. There's a reason why we have, even within counties, we sometimes have multiple cities. And the thought is that government's better when it's local, because a local government is more knowledgeable of and more responsive to the needs of the local area, which may be fundamentally different than the needs of the local area 5 miles away.
Mm-hmm. The big question is, how in the world would this work? And one thing that they're doing different with this referendum than previously when they've attempted this is that they're saying they want it under Leon County government. Now, I could see how maybe some city commissioners could be offended by that. Sure. But, you know, ultimately, the voters will decide. Have you talked to people to get their thoughts, anyone, about how they're feeling about this?
Yes, I've talked to a county resident who was not thrilled about the idea of having city rules, about having to adhere to city rules. And then I talked to a developer in town. He was frustrated about the potential like duplication of rules. He liked the fact that there were fewer rules in the county, frankly.
Oh, interesting.
Because it streamlined his job. And, okay. And there was, you know, less red tape, for lack of a better word, that he felt like he had to deal with. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I think if there's ever a situation where somebody has to deal with both, I know that the city has a streamlined permitting process where you can go to one place to get both, but the rules are different. And so a certain building project, right, that maybe is within the city but affects the county, or maybe part of it's in the city and a road enters into the county, then how does a person navigate the different rules? And I think things can get really complex.
Yeah.
But then again, if we go and this becomes all county, we talked about the benefits of scale, but that's not a universal law. It's possible that organizations and governments can get too big, and then like the bureaucratic costs outweigh the efficiency, right? And it's because larger organizations are harder to change. They're less flexible. They require more bureaucracy to work, right? And so on. And mm-hmm. So at least in the literature on private sector businesses, there's a limit to scale. There's a lot of research suggesting that there are a lot of benefits up to a point, beyond which getting larger and broader and doing more things is actually counterproductive, and that can actually hurt the performance of the organization. And it's because at some point, the costs of managing a large organization and the bureaucracy outweigh the benefits of things like efficiency.
Interesting. Is there anything else you want to share with us about the effort toward, not even an effort, just we're asking the voters the question, you know, do you want consolidation, and what would be good, potentially bad, and any other thoughts you can share with us?
Just to reiterate that question is so broad. Whether you want consolidation or you don't want consolidation depends on how the consolidation is done. Mm-hmm. What rules from the city do we keep? What rules from the county do we keep? Right. And so the philosophy of the newly governed entity matters. How do you reconcile the representation in the new government? What does that look like? Something I was reading about this morning, another consideration is, you have a body that formulates policy, formulates government policy, and then a body that implements, right, government policy. Okay, so how does that work in the new system? Are they consolidated into like one executive branch, kind of a combination of what we consider to be executive and legislative, or are they separate? We just don't know what that would look like.
Right.
All of those are important considerations.
Absolutely. This was born out of a dispute over the fire services fee.
Sure.
So, and of course, the big unknown is, we've heard over the years, do we need Tallahassee Police and Leon County Sheriff's Office? That could be one of the things that would change, but we don't know because it's all unknown right now.
Right. You know, this is something that matters. You do go beyond just the philosophical here about the pros and the cons of consolidation. And not only do you have to look at how it's done, but you also have to think, as you're focused on the short term or the long term. And then you also have to think about the individual people who are going to be affected by it. another issue is to what extent or how the cooperation and the negotiating between the city and the county is going to go.
That's going to be huge.
Because I think just if you look at the news today, you can get the sense that those two entities are at odds. You just read today about the potential in Leon County, right? Considering amending the charter so that Leon County rules would supersede Tallahassee City rules, right? That's an indicator that there's underlying conflict.
Absolutely.
There. Yep. And so if there has to be cooperation between city officials and county officials, and there has to be negotiation, and then you bring in a third party in the state, how is that process going to play out?
I feel like that's the first thing I thought, you know, if the voters approve this and then you get the state stepping in, I could see how there would be a lot of angst in the city trying to figure out how to protect their baby, you know, and turn it over to somebody else.
Yes. And government is very important in this town, obviously, not just at the state level, but, you know, the county and the city employ a lot of people. So there would be a lot of angst for a lot of people and a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. It just means that the question is how.
Yeah.
So I support having the resolution, although I'm not sure what a yes or no vote tells you, absent knowing how this would actually play out.
Professor Michael Holmes with FSU's College of Business, thank you so much for your expertise. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Gina. I appreciate this. Thank you for spending time with me and inviting me.